540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm John Scott. Stuart J. Waddles is away this week. Wisconsin health officials have released a new report highlighting serious challenges being faced by residents in Racine County, including rising health care costs, a shortage of doctors, and limited access to mental health services. The State Department of Health Services released its 2025 State Health Assessment last week. In Racine County, child care costs emerged as a significant concern. According to the report, families with two kids in Racine County spend the equivalent of 40% of the county's median household income on child care. That figure is well above the statewide average. Only Milwaukee County ranks worse among Wisconsin's 72 counties for child care affordability. The report also flags shortages in primary care and dental providers and finds that mental health care remains out of reach for many residents. Hundreds of motorcycle riders are expected to converge on Milwaukee's West Side Saturday for the Ride with Pride event, billed as the world's largest LGBTQ plus motorcycle run. The event is scheduled to begin at Davidson Park on West Juneau Avenue, with registration open from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Riders are expected to depart at noon under a full police escort. Organizers say all motorcycles and riders are welcome, including people with mopeds. All participants are required to register and sign liability waivers before joining the ride. The route, which has not yet been publicly announced, will take riders past the gates of Milwaukee Pride Fest before concluding at the Harley-Davidson. And there's your local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 a.m. on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime on WAUKradio.com. I'm John Scott.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Some of the world's biggest meat and dairy companies, including several with operations right here in Wisconsin, have been making bold environmental promises. But a new study suggests most of those claims don't hold up. A report published last month found that the vast majority of sustainability claims made by the 33 largest meat and dairy corporations in the world are simply not legitimate. Several of the corporations called out in the report have a direct Wisconsin connection, among them Saputo Cheese, Tyson Foods, JBS, Hormel Foods, Dairy Farmers of America, and Nestle. Gas prices have dropped 23.5 cents per gallon over the last week. The average price in Wisconsin today landed at $4.13 per gallon. This is 21.8 cents lower than a month ago, but $1.17 higher than this time last year. This drop in prices was largely driven by falling oil prices, price cycling, and growing optimism around a potential U.S.-Iran agreement. Schlitz Beer, once the largest brewer in America and a Milwaukee icon, has brewed its last batch. Brewmaster Kirby Nelson started the final brew in late May at Wisconsin Brewing Company in Verona. Founded in 1849 in Milwaukee, the Schlitz Brewing Company built a legacy that earned it the nickname "the beer that made Milwaukee famous." Wisconsin Brewing Company received permission from Pabst Brewing Company to brew Schlitz one final time. A farewell celebration is planned at WBC's Lake Louie location on June 27th. And advocates are calling for the removal of the remaining dogs from the Dane County breeding facility, where protesters gathered outside Ridgeland Farms in the town of Blue Mounds near Madison this past weekend, calling attention to the over 600 dogs still on the property. The business had been breeding and selling the animals for medical research. The owners of Ridgeland Farms previously agreed to surrender their license to breed and sell dogs for research by July 1st. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where it's the Brewers and Giants for game two of the Brewers' first four-game series of the season. Last night, Milwaukee down 2-0, exploded for seven runs in the second inning on the way to a 16-2 blowout over the Giants. And it all got started when the Brewers' Jake Bowers challenged a call and walked instead of striking out Pat Murphy.
Yeah, you think about Bowers' challenge there. That started the whole thing. And a bunch of guys, Sal swinging the bat great, Vaughny doing his thing, Terang, Hamilton, wow.
I asked Bryce Terang about the challenge by Bowers.
The curveball down that he challenged? Yeah, I mean, when you think it's a ball, you challenge it, you get a ball. I mean, that's a walk instead of an out. So things change quick, and him doing that could have caused that inning for sure.
NFL, the Packers in a second week of OTA practices. Valuable time for the defensive players to learn the playbook of the new defensive coordinator, Jonathan Gannon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bourbons. A pleasantly cool day today with the northeast breeze coming off the lake. Sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Plenty of sunshine again on Wednesday and warmer high temperatures in the mid-70s.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.